Good evening and welcome to the Gypsy CU Talk Radio Show. I hope all of you folks had a good day today. I would like to say that I'm not your formal psychic. When people come to me and tell me their problems or situations, I'm a psychic that helps see the path that you're on and explain to you where you're headed. But also I could see a clear path that I may suggest to you that you might take if it's not working the path that you're on. Remember, folks, nothing is written in stone. You can make changes if you need to better your life. So now, I'd like to introduce you the creator of Entertainers Plus, Susan Davis.
Hi, Helene.
Hi. Hi, Susan. How you doing tonight?
Thanks for having us. Great.
Great. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks so much.
Susan, you know, we know each other for a couple of years.
Absolutely.
And we've worked together on many situations, right?
That's right.
Would you like to tell us how you started Entertainers Plus?
Well, it sort of fell into place, and absolutely, if you had told me 10 years ago, which a few psychics had before I knew you, I would never use anybody else now.
Oh, thank you.
That, you know, I just couldn't believe it when they told me that I was going to be having either a partnership or my own business, and it actually did start as partnership with my husband, and then we separated. We didn't separate for good. I mean, separated paperwork-wise that, you know, I went on my own.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a job, but it started with my trying to promote him as a singer, and
oh,
I did his website. Yes, he did professionally for a little while.
Oh, what kind of songs? Like what kind of tunes?
Oh, he's got a very nice voice. He'll do Dean Martin, Sinatra, and that sort of thing.
Wow, that's really great.
So I was in between jobs. I was working for the newspaper and a graphic arts place, and the next thing I knew, I wasn't getting enough hours. I wasn't finding the full-time. Graphic arts is changing so much, and so he was looking to get me to promote him more, and I thought, well, I'm not that busy, so maybe some of the other people I know, I can promote them as well.
Well, oh, that's a great idea.
So before I knew it, I had Elvis, I had Sinatra, I had all sorts of singing talent, and Marco, of course, the magician, who told you to get in touch with me. And Marco was one of the early people. You were one of my first people, and it was funny because I don't think I called you after a while until after, you know, you had written me this nice letter, and I thought, oh, I'll have to call her, but I, you know, I really don't know that I'll have that much work for her. And then one day it came up that, well, you know, even if I don't have much work for her, I better get ready in case I do. So when I called you, I was really shy and remember thinking, well, how am I going to know she's really that good? So I'm going to have to ask her to help me with a problem that I was having at the time. And I can remember you seeing the people that I was dealing with or person and describing that person to me, and I thought, wow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you described my office and everything else, so it just fell into place, really. Everything fell into place, and I've been very blessed, the whole thing.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad I'm a part of that.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm always out there to help.
Yeah, well, you know, every show you've done for us has been great. We've gotten good feedback. People tell us how you're right on target, and, you know, they want to have you back. And as you know, some of these people have had you back year after year after year.
So. Yeah, I know. It's been great. I just love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a big difference when you love something you do and you want to help people, then, you know, just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I love to do it.
You're so good at it. I have to try to restrain myself from asking you personal question help. Whenever we talk, I try to behave myself.
Well, you know what, you know I'm there always whenever you need me, though.
Right, right.
You know, or if I see something, I tell you too, right? I call you up?
Absolutely. That's right.
But it's always worked out good for you, so I'm glad for that.
You know, the party that we hired you for, I don't think I ever told you, you went in the other room to set up, and I announced your being there at our party. It was a little gift for everybody as a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, the moment that I announced you, people hightailed it. It was like watching a race. Whoa! We're going to get that psychic reading. And then they all started to line up in the other room. It was so funny. All I could see were the shoes flying into the other room.
Yeah, I just do a crowd wherever I go. You know, people are always interested in knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's interesting, you know, what you hear back. You know, it's always good to hear other things. It's, outside opinions are always good, and especially when they're, it's kind of like personal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Susan, how long have you been in business now?
Well, I would say that we started around 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting our eighth year. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, it's going good, huh?
It is, absolutely.
It's growing and growing. I remember when I first worked with you, and now forget about it.
Now there's
it's hard to get you on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. The phone rings all day long, and people don't understand. They're getting my message machine a lot more often. But tonight I had some great news. We're getting our first karaoke show, and I'm so thrilled because it's on a main roadway where we'll be advertised. And, you know, you're on a national radio show here. We're basically in the tri-state area.
Mm-hmm. Which is New Jersey, right?
Right, New Jersey, New York. We do some work in Pennsylvania, New York State, not as much as New York City area. Mm-hmm. And, I had high hopes in the beginning, not even thinking, you know, California, Florida, because I have family in both places and friends. I even grew up in Tampa for a while. So I had bigger hopes, and it may just end up going there anyway without me trying so hard. It just, we're blessed with so many great people. I just can't believe how great some of these people are, how wonderful they are with entertaining and people themselves, you know, when they deal with the public, and I'm just thrilled to be here and be a part of it.
Well, you know, what kind of acts do you have, really? Can you tell us some of the acts that you have?
Well, outside the standard DJs, I would say a lot of our DJs even sing and have such voices that, you know, you can't resist hiring them as a DJ, not the standard disc spinner.
Right.
Vocalists that are with high name groups. We've got musicians and bands and orchestras and magicians, puppets.
Puppets, now that's interesting.
Yes, the puppets are, it's a musical show. Marionettes are involved, and we have different clowns. The clowns even have the rabbits, or the magicians may even have the doves. And
oh, that's so cool.
Absolutely awesome people. I'm very blessed.
That is really great. You know, that makes it all the better, you know.
And one super psychic.
Oh, yeah, me. Well, thank God I'm the only one. So Susan, if someone wanted to hire you in the tri-state area, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they usually see us on the web, and our numbers are on there or email. Either way, they either poke around in the email or they'll come right out and call us. And like one in particular this past weekend, she called and wants her daughter to have the Elvis impersonator at her engagement party, and so she'll call and tell us where it is, what time, and how many people may be set up to have a table near a plug for the equipment, and we'll send our entertainer in there. We get a deposit and send the entertainer, and usually it goes well.
And can you give everybody your email address?
Mm-hmm. It's on our website as well, which is, I'll give you the website first. It's entertainersplus.com.
Okay.
And the email is entertainersplus@comcast.net.
Okay, great. So how many, what kind of events or parties do you do?
Well, all sorts. You know, the usual, the weddings, the anniversaries, birthday parties of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Community center parties. We have small clubs that hire us, and we've even done singing telegrams for some people.
Oh, that's fun.
It usually ends up to be a little bit more than a singing telegram. It's more like a 20-minute thing with three songs or more. And we've done carnivals. We've done family fairs, family holiday parties, all kinds of things.
That's great. That's great.
And it's all been G-rated. I say that, you know, when we say quality, that's really what you're getting.
Right. I definitely agree because I work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to, try to be very entertaining, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, you are.
If somebody wanted to plan a party, like, what are the things they should do?
Well, if they don't have somebody in mind, they could shop our website and get an idea, although there are some people that actually are not on there. There may be somebody with a recording contract that cannot be on our website for legal reasons, but they can work for private parties and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Many people, they may have something in mind. They'll come to me and say a DJ that can do this, that, and, you know, country, everything. They'll want everything. Pretty much we can guide them to, you know, I play matchmaker, in other words, and try to figure out who would be the perfect person if they're available. If not, we have to go down the line. But some people do call up. They've shopped on our website. There's sound clips, video clips, pictures, and there's memory pages on our website. So they'll just give us a call and tell us what they're looking for and what they expect, and then it's just like shopping.
Yeah. What mood are you in?
There's no shopping cart. I'm it. Call me.
Now, you know what? I meant to ask you, what was the weirdest call you ever got?
Oh, well, you know, in the beginning, I got, we were in the phone book, of course, then, in those days. Now we're really basically digital and internet, word of mouth and all that. But when we were in the phone book, we would get a lot of strange calls in the middle of the night looking for entertainment, which you know what that means. And,
right.
And so we don't get that really anymore because we're not in the usual phone book. And I don't think, you know, people really shop in phone books all that much anymore. Anyway, the web is a great place to shop.
I agree, especially when you got everything in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get to see everything.
Right.
Like websites and, you know, and what you really want, basically,
mm-hmm.
than you would in the yellow pages, you know.
So we had a wedding that was a little different, too, where they were asking for an impersonator that did different songs, you know, Madonna. She wanted other people, too. I can't remember. It was a few years ago, and that was great. We were actually able to provide that impersonation person.
Yeah, you know, that kind of reminds me of a wedding I went to back in the 70s. I went to this big Italian wedding, and it was like big mafioso was there, and I remember there was like, I think 900 people there, and you know, the guy, and there was a line to meet the father. I guess he was the godfather. And they had spectacular entertainment there. They had Frankie Sinatra, and they had Marilyn Monroe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a great band that was playing at the time. It wasn't just the DJ. And they had it was just all-around entertainment. They had all kinds of comedy shows going on for this wedding. It lasted about 8 hours, this wedding. I'll never forget. Wow. It was the most spectacular wedding I ever went to.
Hmm.
But it just reminded me about what you were just talking about, you know, having all those entertainers at the,
mm-hmm.
at the wedding. That it was really cool to be able to have that at your wedding. Oh,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, some people have a room of entertainment, and in each room something different.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. We've had a setup where three different sets of entertainment where they would have people going from room to room, and three different things going on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Player.
Well, I guess if, you know, it all depends on what kind of wedding you want, right?
Right. Well, this wasn't a wedding. It was in a big place with an open house, you know, different rooms.
Wow. And, how interesting was that?
Well, they talked about the food afterwards. So
oh,
must
so it must have been really good.
So they stayed longer.
Yeah. So, Susan, could you give out your information again for everyone?
Sure. It's www.entertainersplus, spelled out, plus.com. And the toll-free number is on there. Our email is on there, entertainersplus@comcast.net.
Cool. Well, I hope everybody got that. And if everybody needs more information, you could always contact me through the show. It's been great having you here, Susan. Thank you,
too,
so much.
Thanks so much.
Oh, I wish you all the luck, and I hope to be hearing from you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was great. I know she's just a great person to have as far as a boss. She's so giving and understanding, and she always tries to help people. So keep her in mind when you have a party. I'd like to give you out now my website, which is GYPSYSPEL, the letter 4, YOU, at AOL.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me for any personal events, gigs, or anything like that, birthdays, parties, anything like that, you can contact me through there. And I'd also like to give out my personal toll-free call, which is 1-866-225-7417. It's totally free. You just pay $25 for 15 minutes for my services. I will repeat that again. It's 1-866-225-7417, and that's $25 for 15 minutes. Now, if you want longer than that, that's fine. We'll just add it to the bill. So I'm ready to take callers now. If anybody would like to call in and share with me something I could help them with or see a clearer path in, You can call in at any time. In the meantime, I would like to say that I went to visit a friend today at the VA nursing home in New Jersey. He's a diabetic, and he had an operation on his foot. And he was in rehab, but he was in the nursing home part. And when I went there, I really felt so much from the people that were there. I mean, most of them had their legs off or arm off, or they were not mentally right because of what they saw in the war. It was a little depressing to see that most of these people at such a young age got something taken away from them when they were giving their life, you know, for a country. And I felt very honored to be around them, and I thank them all for doing that for us, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be, I guess, in this situation free the way we are right now. I do have a caller online, so I'd like to take the call. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
This is the first time I've heard you.
Oh.
I like your voice.
Well, thank you. What's
your
name?
Manner of being. It's really nice.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Eileen.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
It's so good to hear your voice. You have a very nice voice as well.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I just began this new area of my business, and I wanted to see if you had any feelings about it. Should I tell you what it is, or can you guess?
Well, it's something that you're doing on your own, right?
Yeah, this is one of my other dreams.
Okay.
And I'm extending now, and it's actually manifesting with the help of a friend, but it's taking off really fast.
Oh, it's great. That's great. So would you like to share what it is?
Yeah, it's my fabrics.
Oh, very nice.
I'm an artist by my life for over, 40 years maybe. And now
wow.
I'm getting involved with fabrics and other parts of interior design that way. And I wanted to see if you had any feelings on that, because I'm kind of like on a deadline to get the funds together for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that it can all be, because I already have the orders.
Ah, I see.
I've been wearing this product, and people are just gravitating to it. And there is going to be another 6 designs made.
Wow. You know, you might want to talk to your bank about the situation, because they might be able to possibly give you a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're showing them that you already got clientele and the money is there, you just need it to make it, you know, they possibly could help you.
Yep, that's a good idea.
You know? Unless you have some really rich friends that would like to invest. Which, you know, I don't know if you do or not, but you might want to suggest, you know, some kind of profit for them if they loan you the money, you know?
Yeah, but I've never done anything like that with anybody. I've always gone out on my own and created everything myself.
Right. Well, are there, like, certain places, like, you know, like they'll have, like, trade shows or something like that, that you can...
I can expose it. Yep.
Can expose
like
it and possibly sell some stuff?
Yeah, I've been already doing that, sending out emails.
Oh, well, that's
putting
good.
It on my website and taking it to some shows that I was at for the past 3 weekends, and I already sold 27 of them, so I know they're going to take off.
Oh, that's so great.
I just have to make my commitment in the next probably 2 weeks. This month is interesting because of all the money coming in and out because of real estate tax due and
right
and opportunities. And tomorrow I have to meet some clients, and if I sell this painting of mine, then I'll have the money to pay for everything.
Well, that's really great, and I think that you will definitely sell it.
Cool.
You know, it's amazing how people are so talented in art like yourself. I have a son that is a fine artist, and you know, everybody has their own style and everything, and it makes it so unique, you know, because everybody has different, you know, choices and everything. And, you know, I just feel that also what may be a good thing for you is to take pictures and put up a website.
Oh, I've had a website for 20 years already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have the pictures on my website.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've already done all that.
Would you like to give the audience some information on...
Oh, thanks. Sure.
Why don't you do that right now? Why don't you tell them where they could find your pictures?
It's www.eileen, S like Sam, eitz.com. That's EileenSites.com.
Oh, that's great. Great. Well,
I appreciate
you know.
That. And that's my website, and that's where my paintings are, my art cards. And if they want to see my new line of my sarongs, they're in under textiles in the shop gallery area.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks.
Well, sure, you know. Listen, you know, I'm always here to help people. I mean, I've been doing that a long time. I try to make a difference every day, you know?
I agree.
And if we can't all help each other out, what good are we to each other?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your extending your
sure.
time with me like this and giving me a free opportunity to share my website with all the listeners.
That's great. I'm glad that, and I hope it works out for you.
It will.
I know it will. I know it will because you know what? You're very determined. You've got a lot of talent, and you have a good mannerism. People like that, you know.
Thank you.
And so you know, it's only going to get better and better for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, that's just the thing that's on my mind at the moment.
Well, you know, everything takes time. But if you already got a good start, then it's just going to go up from there, you know?
Do you have the website that you gave out before? I think that was your email. What's your website?
My website is www.gigmaster, gigmaster.com /fortuneteller/gypsy. And you can pretty much see, you know, all
gotcha.
The places I've worked and done, and you can see where I've been and what I do exactly and all kinds of things that I go and do. And so, you know, it's
Are you in
important.
California?
I'm all over the place. So,
okay.
I mean, if I get a gig in California, I'm in California.
You're on the East Coast right now?
Right now I'm on the East Coast.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll be in May. I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh.
So you might want to check up on my website on Gigmaster or where I'm, you know, be at certain months.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, because I do. I'll be in Albany, New York in December. For those of you up there, I'll be at the Hilton, the Garden Hilton up there, doing a Christmas party up there. So I do travel all over the place. I love doing that. I love meeting the people.
Right.
And it's always fun to see the U.S. You know, it's so pretty.
Right.
Where are you from?
I'm in Miami.
Oh, Miami. You know, I was raised in Miami.
I live in Coconut Grove.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I was right on Uhtred Avenue.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother at the time had a boarding house there, and
wow.
So I used to work for her when I was little.
Miami Beach.
Yeah, it was very nice. I had so much fun being there.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, and Miami's the place.
Miami's beautiful. I was born in Manhattan, so I
traveled
throughout the year. Yeah, and I'm a full-time professional artist since I'm 8 years old, 13, so I've been living in the Caribbean and the tropics.
Oh, that's
the north
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
God took me out of the concrete jungle and brought me to the green jungle.
Yeah.
That's what I paint.
Well, that's
bring that
beautiful.
Back to the cities.
I have to check out your website.
Yeah,
you want to give it out again?
Sure. It's EileenSites.com, and it's E-I-L-E-E-N, S like Sam, E-I-T-Z like zebra, .com.
Cool. That sounds very interesting. I mean, I've done cruises, you know, where I've been to different islands.
Yeah.
Working on the cruise ship, but, you know, when you're working on a cruise ship, you don't get to have so
time
many
on
hours.
The island.
You just maybe have an hour or so to do what you need to do and get back on the ship.
Right.
And so, but I got to see some of the different islands, and I mean, it's the Caribbean is just so beautiful.
So beautiful.
And the sunsets are really great, and
yeah.
You just, you know, you just don't want to leave.
That's how I feel all the time. But I came back to the city. I came back to the city because it was time to get known and to give what I've connected to with nature back to the people.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, you definitely also should... see what you can do as far as maybe getting in contact with some galleries.
I'm self-published.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on another 12-year cycle right now where Jupiter is going to be affecting my midheaven. So I understand the cycle that I'm going into, which
okay.
is all about being out in the world again. I've had a lot of work in the galleries, in the hotels, in resorts throughout.
Oh, great.
The past 20, 25 years, and business has shifted because of the world events.
Right.
But now I'm entering another phase. So I'm always busy doing commissions or working with clients or some kind of project here or framing this, or I'm always not busy, you know.
That's great, great. What sign are you, Matt?
What sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, very nice. Is
that
Taurus June or
rising.
July?
Here, June.
Oh, very nice.
Thanks.
That's a very nice sign. In fact, my husband's that sign.
Ah.
So.
What are you, a Leo?
No, but you're very close. I am a fire sign. I'm an Aries.
Okay, my moon's in Aries.
Oh, okay. So you must have a lot of fun.
I have lots of fun.
I know. We like to have fun. Whatever we do.
Definitely.
You know, it's what's life all about, is having some fun.
Your picture on your site, you're really pretty.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you. You know,
are you Russian background or something? Are you gypsy?
My background is Cuban Russian, gypsy, and I was taught at the age of 7 how to read poems from my father.
Oh, cool.
And then little by little, you know, he taught me more and more. And when I used to go to school, I used to do a lot of poem reading for lunch money. And, you know, it just grew from there. I realized I had a lot more talent in that direction. And so I explored it, and now I'm where I am.
And you read the tarot too, right?
Yeah, I do the tarot cards. I do the handwriting analysis. I do astrology consulting. I do aura readings.
Hmm.
I also am a medium as well. You know, I'm all out there doing all kinds of things for all kinds of people. And, you know.
Do you know Jill Dane? You ever hear of her?
No, I never heard of her.
She's down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts on her?
I've seen her a few times, and she came to my house. I have a group of women that come to my home every other week.
Oh, that's nice.
And we brought her down. She was. I invited her in, and she came in. She was doing little mini readings on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, honey.
And what my thoughts on her? I don't know. She feels different than you, that's for sure.
Well, if you ever need someone to go to these parties, you know how to get in touch with me.
Okay.
Because I do travel, and, you know, there are times when I'm in Miami.
Okay.
You know? So you could I could always drop in.
That sounds like a good plan.
You know? And I always like to have fun when I go to parties. I make it a lot of fun and entertaining because that's what it's all about, you know.
Yes.
You know, I'm accurate, but, you know, more importantly, I'm there to entertain and to have the fun and make it fun, you know.
Definitely.
Because that's what parties are all about.
Definitely.
You know, and Miami's great this time of year. You must be having good weather now, right?
The weather has, it's really nice. It's become coolish. It's not hot, except it might get warm this weekend, but it's been nice in the 60s at night.
Oh,
70s in the
day.
Yeah,
I'm up to New Jersey and right now, and I'm like every morning I'm like wearing my winter coat.
Already?
Yeah, I think it's like in the 40s, sometimes 30s, and
wow.
For me that's a bit cold.
Too cold.
You know, I'm already like, oh, my God.
The winter is just around the corner.
Yeah, and we already got hit with a really big snowstorm out here. We got like 6 inches. I was freaking out already. I was like, oh, God, it's time to go away and go on one of my tours.
Yeah, I can't envision that. Just putting myself in that position again, I just can't see myself ever being in that state.
Right. Well, you have the nice palm trees.
That's why I moved here. As soon as I saw a banana tree, I said, this is where I belong.
Oh, yeah. I agree because, you know, palm trees and mango trees and all that, they are just so beautiful to see.
Well, they're so unique.
It is. It really is.
You see those huge philodendrons growing up the a tree, you say, where is there anything like this up north? Never. And
no.
A banana tree is so unique. And a palm tree, to me, I look at those plants, those trees, and they're in their own right, they're all individual beings.
Yeah.
They just talk to me. They're so unique. I remember when I was a kid, I'd go to the Natural History Museum of Art.
Uh-huh.
The whole section on African art, and there were encased in these big glass cubicles, palmetto palms, Washingtonian palms, with all of the dead leaves just draped down. And I saw these things, and they came to life, and I said, this is where I need to be, where these grow.
Wow. That's great.
And I got a taste of the Virgin Islands, and I said, I'm home.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I knew right away where I belonged on this planet.
Well, you know, that's important because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really don't feel that way and wish they did, you know. They haven't felt where they belong yet, so they're either in the transmission of looking or, you know, thinking about where to go, you know.
Yes.
But if you found it, that's a great start to, you know, where you could build up everything because, you know, it's hard when you don't know where you want to be and you want to start something, but you don't know where you want to be exact. So,
well, I think if you follow your dream, your dream's going to lead you to the right environment.
Right, right. I agree. But some people don't have that, you know.
Don't have a dream?
Right. You know,
I don't know about that. I think everybody's got a dream, even a hidden desire somewhere, but they're afraid to look at it because maybe they'll be judged incorrectly.
Right. Well, you know, everybody has different ways of looking at things. And, you know, but I always say, you know, go with what you feel because,
yeah,
you know, that's the only way to do it.
That's the only thing that's real.
Yeah, that is the only way
to. Your feelings.
Yeah, you know, and people, you know, every one of us, we have that little voice inside. That,
exactly.
That kind of like tells us kind of what to do.
Totally, I agree.
You know, and some people say, well, you know what, I'm going to challenge that and see if, you know, it could be different, you know, than what I'm feeling. But usually you end up feeling what you really should be feeling, and you should listen to yourself more.
Those messages of spirit talking are the truth that
right.
you hold within. And nobody on the outside of yourself will ever match it. And I've always been telling myself that since I'm 13, that that little voice within is my best friend.
Absolutely.
It's always led me correct. And it never tells me something that's not the, for the best and the highest good for myself and all concerned. Can I just share something with you? I just got a message on my email that a person says, I heard you on BBS Radio and I wanted to check out your site.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad for you.
This is great. Terrific.
See, guys, you know, you never know on my show, you know what you might want to find out about.
I try to have
a lot of different variety from all kinds of people, and you'll be very entertained every week by someone truly down to earth and. Great talent, and I'm sure you're very talented as well.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think I should
probably get off the phone so you can take another caller.
Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
And
maybe we'll chat again sometime.
I hope to hear from you in the future.
Okay. And definitely if you come to Miami... let me know ahead of time, and I'll create a space for you to come and be with us.
Oh, great. That would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, Gypsy, for you.
Okay, honey.
Good night.
Good night. Again, I would like to give out my information for those who didn't catch it earlier. My website is www.GIGMASTER.com and that's /fortuneteller gmail.com/gypsy. And my email address is gypsyspel4you@aol.com. And I also have a personal toll-free number that you can call me at 1-866-225-7417. Again, it's totally free, the call. You just pay for my services, which is $25 for 15 minutes. And if you'd like it longer, then you would let me know. You know, if you get a chance, for those people who have friends or relatives in the VA nursing home, or any nursing home for that fact, I'm sure it would mean a lot to those people who are in there if you could think of them and maybe possibly drop by or send them a message just so they don't feel forgotten. A lot of them gave their life to save our lives, and, you know, they shouldn't be forgotten just because they're old and in a nursing home. So I'm sure you would really make their day if you did. Next week, we have an interesting and very talented band called the Gypsy Nomads. We'll be listening to them and finding out about them as well. And also, if there's anyone else out there that would like to share something they'd like to talk about, please give us a call now. I'm willing to take one more caller. You know, I really, really enjoy meeting people out there. It's amazing how many great people there are out there helping others and doing what they can, you know, to make life simpler for those who have it difficult. So if you could help someone, it could be the littlest thing. It wouldn't be a bad idea to go out there and do it, because, you know, it just makes everybody, you know, a better person, I feel. Well, okay, we don't have any more callers, so what I'm going to do is say to you, be safe and sweet dreams and good night.